Rafters and kayakers who travel the New River Gorge go through water that feeds in from several sources. One such waterway is Piney Creek. According to the State Department of Environmental Protection, as far back as the 1970s, Piney Creek has contained sewage and high levels of fecal coliform, aluminum, and iron. In 2002, the DEP listed Piney Creek as one of the worst polluted streams in the state. A group of citizens formed a nonprofit called the Piney Creek Watershed to help clean up the pollution. Stormy Surface and Dayton Copeland are recent high school graduates in Fayette County and live near Piney Creek. For their first radio piece, Stormy and Dayton interviewed Corey Lilly, executive director for the Piney Creek Watershed Association, to get an idea of the progress his group has made to make it safer for residents in Fayette and Raleigh counties to drink their water.
Hello, I am Stormy Surface and
I'm Dayton Copeland. We both go to school in Fayette County, and we heard about a community here where residents had bad problems with their water.
Piney Creek runs from Odd, West Virginia, all the way to the New River Gorge. The water quality in Piney Creek isn't great. According to the State Department of Environmental Protection, as far back as the 1970s, sewage and high levels of fecal coliform have been in this water.
Heavy metals were also found in Piney Creek, including aluminum and iron, and the water had high levels of acidity. None of this is healthy for humans, plants, or animals, and in Piney Creek, there are dangerous levels of all of these.
In 2002, the DEP listed Piney Creek as one of the worst polluted streams in the state.
A group of citizens formed a nonprofit called the Piney Creek Watershed to help clean the pollution. Corey Lilly is the executive director of the group.
We talked with Lilly to get an idea of the progress his group has made to make it safer for the residents in Fayette and Raleigh counties to drink their water. Do you know what the current status of the Piney Creek Watershed is?
Current status is an impaired stream. So this creek is heavily impacted by the development of the city of Beckley. So there's 20 plus sewer plants along the creek, and historically those have been providing a lot of sewage drainage into the stream, but with the recent upgrades, it's improved quite a bit.
What kind of impairments does Piney Creek contain?
It's mainly fecal coliform, which that's a cause from sewage, and also there is some heavy metals in the stream that come from mining, though that's not our biggest issue. It's mainly the fecal coliform that we're dealing with. Sometimes we have high sediment loads, which reduce the oxygen, and so when you have high sediment loads, that's basically just a lot of dirt in the water that doesn't let the fish breathe.
Can these impairments be harmful to people?
Yes, they can. You can get rashes from them, bad infections. If you swallow it, you'll get really sick. However, this is only the case during storm events when the sewage overflows. You'll really likely only get sick if you get into the water when it's a storm event.
How many people are roughly affected by it?
Roughly? I'm going to say hundreds of thousands of people, because Piney Creek flows into the New River and then flows all the way to where the New River Gorge Bridge is. And then you have those communities down there and all the people who travel in, the tens of thousands of people that travel in each year. So annually, hundreds of thousands of people are going to be affected by the water that's coming out of the Piney Creek Gorge.
How are they affected, like health risks or damages?
That's the biggest danger when it comes to the water quality. However, in the upper stretches of the Piney Creek watershed, if there's poor development techniques, then it can increase the flooding that happens in the city of Beckley. So, for example, we're working on a project right now that's going to help relieve flooding that happens in a neighborhood close to the Crescent Elementary School. So the health issues with getting into the water, as well as the flooding issues that can cause damage.
Through grants, the state DEP funds most of the work that Piney Creek Watershed Association does to reduce pollution and sewage from getting into the water. Lily is a part-time employee, but volunteers are also important to the work that they do.
We wanted to know if these projects are helping clean up the stream. Right now, there isn't a lot of data that shows what effects the Watershed Association's work is having, because they've only just begun to measure the water quality after each of their projects are complete.
The DEP emailed us a list of pollution levels for Piney Creek, but they haven't tested the water since 2004, at the beginning of the Watershed Association's work.
Lilly did say that he has noticed an improvement in the quality of the land and wildlife at their finished project sites.
One of our most successful jobs has been at the YMCA soccer complex in Beckley. There was a barren piece of land from an old mine site that our organization found funding for, and we were able to clean it up and plant a lot of vegetation and bring in some gardens that helped bring back some insects that were needed. And so we reduced the soil load that went into the stream, as well as planted vegetation and brought back some of the wildlife there.
What are some future jobs your organization is planning for?
One of the jobs that we're working to do right now is remove a pond that the Woodrow Wilson Board of Education once removed because there's a high fecal content in this pond due to wildlife, and it's a public health hazard at this point because students have to practice football and stuff right next to this pond, and there's geese that poop in it and other birds, and so there's poop all around this pond that the football players and other athletes are having to play on.
And while improving the drinking water for thousands of people is the main purpose of the watershed, Lilly says he also sees a lot of value in getting people out in their community working on projects together.
Even though the coronavirus pandemic has put these community events on hold for now, Lilly says he hopes to be able to plan some type of volunteer event sometime this summer or fall. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I am Stormy Surface.
And I'm Dayton Copeland in Fayette County, West Virginia.
Stormy Surface and Dayton Copeland are recent graduates from the Fayette Institute of Technology. Their interview with Corey Lilly was part of a mentorship project with West Virginia Public Broadcasting as part of their multimedia class.